The purpose of Transition the Grove is to build resilient local community in this region. Why are we doing it? Why do we think the task is urgent and important enough to pour our energies into? Because of what is happening to the global climate and the global oil supply. The changes that are happening globally will also affect us here locally. Members of Transition the Grove are committed to responding locally now to prepare for the future. We can make a difference locally, or at least we hope so, in how prepared this community here in the Upper Kedron Brook Valley is for whatever the future brings to us all. And we hope to make it something better. Have you been following news about the global oil supply and oil markets? Do you pay attention to them when you read the newspaper or listen to the news? Are you concerned about the trend in petrol prices at your local fuel station? What do you think about what is happening in the world's oil markets? Because they do affect us all, don't they? There are huge developments happening in energy at the moment, with big announcements on almost a weekly basis. There's virtually nothing we can do about them except be aware and try to prepare for what they might mean in our own lives here. This week saw the International Energy Agency announce the release of 60 million barrels of oil from strategic reserves that are kept for big supply disruptions. This is a very, very big thing that's happened. The US and 27 other countries have agreed to the release. The decision caught the oil market by surprise. It is only the fourth time there has been such a release. The first was in 1996-7 when President Bill Clinton authorized the release of 30 million barrels to try and lower oil prices and reduce the deficit. The second was on the eve of the Gulf War when George H.W. Bush released 17 million barrels to calm the oil markets. The third was when George W. Bush authorized the release of 21 million barrels after Hurricane Katrina struck the US Gulf Coast in 2005 and crippled the oil industry. So now the release of 60 million barrels of oil from strategic reserves must be seen as a very big thing indeed. Why has this happened? What is happening in the world's oil markets right now? Well, there's a lot of speculation, but there are several possible explanations. The one that the International Energy Agency has given is that the supply disruption in Libyan oil supplies since the UN's involvement has cost the world 1.3 million of barrels per day for a total of 140 million barrels in the three-month conflict in exports of light sweet crude. The normal seasonal increase in refiner demand expected for the northern summer will exacerbate the shortfall further. Greater tightness in the oil market threatens to undermine the fragile global economic recovery, and the release is expected to contribute to well-supplied markets to ensuring a soft landing for the world economy. Well, that's one explanation. There are some things that call it into question. 60 million barrels is less than one day's global demand. The Saudis and the members of the Gulf Cooperation Council have already agreed to increase production, and we are already 3 months into Libyan disruption, and most refiners appear to be adequately supplied. The second explanation is that it is a stunning blow to speculators betting short-term oil prices are headed higher. At the same time, it's effectively a tax cut for everyone in America who drives, and it puts more discretionary income back in the pockets of consumers there, which could help for the presidential election that's coming up in just 17 months. They need to do something to start to give some good news there. The immediate effect of the release was that prices of crude reserves plunged as much as 7%. So it was a bit like giving the equivalent of a global coordinated rates cut. However, if the IEA's goal was to shake hedge funds and other financial investors out of the market, it might have come a bit late because prices had already fallen US $18 a barrel from the April peak. The third explanation explanation is that OPEC might be fearing losing its grip on the world energy market. As oil prices rise higher and higher, it becomes much more economic to search for other supplies of energy than oil, and urgent to do whatever can be done to reduce this dangerous dependency on Middle Eastern oil imports. Last month, Saudi Arabian Prince Al-Walid bin Talal said he wanted oil prices to fall. "We don't want the West to go and find alternatives," he said. But the West is seeking alternatives. The world is trying to generate power with fewer carbon emissions, and oil is a carbon-based fuel. Dependency on oil from the unstable Middle East is a dangerous dependency, which has already seen the Gulf War and the Iraqi War as a price. Interestingly, America has been Saudi Arabia's biggest customer, and as it is working to reduce its dependency on Middle Eastern oil through shale gas, China is moving into the opening, and one of the most important energy alliances we will see for the next 50 years will be between China and Saudi Arabia. These countries have agreed to build an energy superhighway to connect them, the world's largest oil producer and the world's largest upcoming oil consumer. Big things are happening in the world of oil. They filter down to us locally as price rises and falls that we can do little about, but the long-term direction of oil prices is up, and we are seeing very big players move very, very competitively into the global oil market. The global oil price also feeds directly into what is happening in the global financial market, whether or not they are stable and robust, or whether they start to teeter and wobble. And the price of oil and the price of food on global markets also track very closely. So as oil prices go up, so do global food prices. So let's keep watching what is happening on global oil markets, keep factoring it into our considerations for what we do locally, how we prepare,